Good morning. Hi. Good morning. Yeah, that's more like it. Yeah, we're talking on. We have the word series, and the word meaning the word of God. Right. What God says about different things that we go through in life. And in week one, which is last week, yes, the word on God, and Mark preached on evolution last week. I think which was very eye-opening and very good to hear that God created, you know. Today we're talking about humanity, the word on humanity. Just quickly, one person, what do you think humanity is? What do you think when you hear the word humanity? Yeah, Aisha. It's people, right? Yeah, of course. Humanity, it's us. We are human beings. It's people. So now, I want you to share with the person sitting next to you, what does it mean for you to be human? Difficult question, right? What does it mean for you to be human? And your 2 minutes starts now, meaning 1 minute each. All right. Wow, I'm actually shocked that you guys are still talking. Wow, it's amazing. It's good to know that we have something to say about being human. Can Jesse, what does it mean for the person you were sharing with to be human? That's good. CJ, to be able to express your emotions properly. I like the fact that you said properly, because sometimes we express our emotions incorrectly. But the definition from a dictionary, it's not all of it, but it says that it's the quality of being humane and benevolent. Benevolent means giving, you give, you know. So it's us being humane, understanding where the next person comes from before we judge them, before you say things about them, understand where they come from. When you see a person with ugly shoes, maybe they don't even have money to buy shoes. Those shoes were given, and that's all they have. So that's being humane, and we need also to be benevolent. It's the dictionary, guys. It's not even from the Bible. It's directly from the dictionary. So that's being humane. There's a scripture that says, he praised them for their standards of humanity and care. So God loves humanity. God loves us to care. He wants us to care for one another. He created us human beings. That's where the humanity comes from. We are human beings. All right. Here are synonyms of humanity. It's compassion, brotherly love, fellow feeling, humaneness, kindness, kind-heartedness, consideration, understanding, sympathy, tolerance, goodness, good-heartedness, gentleness, leniency, mercy, pity, tenderness, benevolence, charity, and generosity. So that's humanity. That's what it means to be human. That's how we were created, to be like that. We were created to be like that. Remember what Mark spoke about evolution last week, right? That we were created by God in his image. And that's the person God created. Right now, here's an activity that I would like you to do. In your tables, there's going to be scriptures. There are scriptures there. And what I need you guys to do is just to follow whatever is there and write your top 10 things that you think that scripture is saying about humanity to you. Just write the top 10 that you think the scriptures say about humanity. And your time starts now. You have 5 minutes. Can one person from each table come up and just share two things that you guys have written down? Just two, not everything. Love and patience. Right. Well done. Let's give them a hand. Come on. That love and patience came from deep within.
We said caring and respectful.
Yeah, we said honesty and believing in God.
Love and mercy and honor your mother and father.
We said be merciful and honor.
Be merciful and have honor. Well done. Guys, even the guy with one hand is clapping. Come on. Bravo. Wow. Wow, you guys, here's another activity. That was beautiful. So we need to have love and honor. We need to respect our parents. We need to have to be honest. So that's what we learned from the scriptures. Here's another activity that I would like you guys to do for me. You're going to get an A3 paper with cookies and pens and all that. What I need you guys to do is to create an ideal human being. If you can draw, you can write, whatever you want, but create an ideal person, a perfect person. If you were God and you wanted to create a person, how would that person be like? How would that person be like? How would that person look like? What attributes would that person have? Like Mario. I think this was the most fun exercise ever. Imagine how much fun God had creating us. Just imagine. You know, sculpting and making sure that we look perfect. Now, I need one representative from each team. Now, everybody, to come just stand here with your person and show us your person. And just say in one sentence what that person has.
He has intelligence and super strength.
Yeah, he can fly, he has wings, and he's perfect and strong.
Perfect, strong, and he's rich, and he can fly.
Yeah, she has wings that are made out of candy floss. She has laser eyes, and she has hips that have guns, I think. And her heart is on fire for Jesus. And she likes hip-hop, especially Drake.
Her eyes represent the light of kindness, and she's very courageous and ambitious.
So our person, they have wings, and
they can fly, and they're male and female, so it's not just one gender, there's both.
I'm happy too.
Yeah. They're always smiling, so they're happy. And they have wings, so they can fly.
Wow. Thank you very much, guys. Now, just for like 2 seconds, just think about the person that you guys have created, right? Think about the person that you guys have created. What are the attributes that you can identify with and that you think you need that person has? Just think about it individually. All right, can you pay attention now? Now, you know, I've heard people say there is no perfect person. A lot there is, wow. But Beyonce. But generally people say there is no perfect human being. Simply, see, people will disagree with you because people think that there is no perfect human being. But let me tell you something. God created us to be perfect. The person that God created is perfect. So God didn't create a person who's not perfect. Not at all. We were all created to be perfect. But where did we go wrong? Where did we go wrong? Where did this all go AWOL? You know? One thing we need to know is that humanity is from God. Humanity is from God. You know, when you're at school, there's those it girls, sometimes they mean, or the boys, sometimes they mean, you feel left out. Where did we go wrong? Because humanity is from God himself. This shows God's humanity to us. It says, it's John 3, verse 16 and 17. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." So God didn't bring Jesus Christ here, didn't send Jesus Christ here for us just to forget or for fun. But he sent Jesus Christ for us to be saved. And he didn't send him to condemn us, but he sent him to build us, to show us the way. He sent him to show us the way. God did not give up on us. ever. He created us, right? And then something happened, we went wrong, and he never, ever gave up on us. He gave us a second chance. He gave us grace. He gave us a second chance through Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross. He never gave up on us. That's humanity. It says, do not give up. And 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 says, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He who loves not does not know God, for God is love. So we have love in our hearts. For God is love. God loves us so much, he's showing us what to do. He's teaching us how to be human. He says we must love because he loved us first. He gave his one and only son for us to be saved. That's the greatest possible gift you can ever have. Eternal life. And he said, Jesus said, the Father and I are one. They have the same character. Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit have the same character. They are one. That's why in the beginning they said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, meaning we are like him because we were created by him. We were created by God, so we are like him. Do you guys get angry at some point? Yes, right? Guess what? God gets angry too. He does. That's why he flooded, that's why we had a flood in Noah's time, because God does get angry. Do you have loved ones, some people that you love? Of course you do. I do, because I'm a human being, and I got that from God. Without God, we wouldn't know how to be angry. We wouldn't know how to love. We wouldn't know how to give. He teaches us that. God is kind, so we are kind. God has love, so we have love. Because we are created in his image after his likeness. Meaning God has eyes, he can see. God has ears, he can hear. And we are like him. So, God made us human beings, not animals, for a purpose. Humanity is in our DNA. Humanity, whether we like it or not, it's in our DNA. That's why we are called human beings. So God created us with this DNA of humanity, of benevolence, of loving one another. That's how God created us. So, why do we discriminate and why do we treat others with animosity? We're not animals. So why do we discriminate? And the answer is sin. Sin came into this world. Sin made the nature of God reverse. It reversed the nature of God, which is what the devil does. Whatever God does that is good, the devil does the opposite. So it's counterattack. So sin came into this world. And sin made everything that was perfect imperfect. So here are some of the things that sin did. Instead of love, people started having hate. Instead of good, people did bad. Instead of being patient, people became impatient. Instead of being kind, we are unkind. Instead of us being human, we become like animals. We are created to behave in a certain way. We are created to have humanity, not animosity. Because if you go to a game lodge or whatever, animals fight all the time. They fight with their own kind. They fight with other animals. But we were not created to be like that. God shows us how to live. He said, let us make man in our image. So there was an agreement in heaven for us to exist. There was an agreement. They were not fighting. I don't think they were fighting. I don't think God the Holy Spirit, God the Father, and God the Son were fighting. They showed unity, which is what we need to do. And then we have the fruit of the flesh, which is all bad things. I think we can all read that, like sexual immorality, impurity, idolatry, hatred, jealousy, selfishness or selfish ambitions, envy, drunkenness, and all that. It's in the Bible. God talks about that, that those are the fruits of the flesh, meaning that's what this flesh that was born into sin wants to do. But if we attach ourselves to God, we'll have the fruit of the Spirit. When you deposit what is good in your life, good will come out. You can't take an apple seed and pray for bananas. No, an apple tree will grow from that, not a banana tree. So whatever you put into your life, whatever you choose to deposit in your life, meaning whatever you listen to, whatever you do, wherever you go, how you behave will show on the outside. There'll be fruit. So these are the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I like self-control because all of this boils up to self-control. All of this says I have discipline. Discipline meaning I'm doing what I don't like to achieve what I want. Meaning I'm going to love that person even though they hate me. Because I want that person to change. I'm going to love Pastor Mark even though Pastor Mark beat me up last night. You know, I'm going to extend my love to that person who did me bad. Because I have discipline. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. I'm going to do what I don't like to achieve what I want. So we see humanity in Jesus because Jesus was born human. Remember, Jesus was there from the beginning. He's God the Son. Jesus Christ is God. He's God the Son. He was there from the beginning. And later on, he said, because there's sin in this world, Father, send me to save the people. And God the Father allowed Jesus Christ to come as human so that he can feel what we feel. He can understand what we understand, what we go through, rather, so that he can be with us. So they can feel pain. He did feel pain one day when his friend Lazarus died. He cried. Jesus wept for Lazarus. I mean, Jesus Christ does like a lot of miracles, right? Why did he cry knowing very well that he's going to resurrect him anyway? Because loss is painful. So he felt the loss. Even though he knew that I'm going to resurrect this guy, he's going to come back to life. But loss was still painful, and Jesus wept. So Jesus Christ understood exactly what it means to lose someone. Jesus Christ showed his humanity by feeding the 5,000. Well, there was a miracle somewhere in there where he only had five loaves and two fish. But he showed his humanity by standing there and saying, what are these people going to eat? We need to feed these people. I've kept these people here and spoke to them, and they've come from far, and they need to eat. They need food. And Jesus Christ made sure that they are well fed, and there were leftovers. So Jesus went about doing good in every way. He healed the sick. He would go around doing good everywhere he went. But in his doing good, he would stand up for what is right. He would stand up for himself. It doesn't mean that Jesus Christ never got angry. It doesn't mean that Jesus Christ would agree with everybody. He would stand up for himself. So being humane or being human means you need to stand up for yourself. You need to know who you are and stand up for what you believe in. So Jesus teaches us this. Jesus Christ was agonized about the cross. When he went up to the mountain to pray, just before they came to get him, to put him on that cross, he was agonized. He cried. And he said to God the Father, "Father, remove this cup from me." It was too much for him. You know why? He knew that he was going to die. And that wasn't easy on him. Just like all of us would do. He was there and he said, "Father, remove this cup from me." But what I like about Jesus Christ, it's what he said next. And that is, "Your will be done." So we need to learn to say that. When we go through trials and tribulations, or whatever we go through that's not nice, let's say, "God, this is what I want. This is my ideal." Just like Jesus Christ said, "Remove this cup from me. I don't want to die." But at the end of the day, he said, "Thy will be done. Your will be done, Lord." And God's will was done. He died on the cross. Why? For the greater good, so that we may have life, so that we may live. Mark 10 verse 45 says, "For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as ransom for many." How many of us can say, "Oh, I'm willing to die for my parents. I'm willing to die for my friend. I'm willing to die for a stranger"? Not a lot of us can say that. But Jesus Christ did it for all human beings, for you and me. The Good Samaritan did it. This guy who's lying there, who's injured, even his countrymen passed him, walked by him. But the Good Samaritan came and helped him out. He's not even from his country. He's a stranger. He's a foreigner. He doesn't know him. But he spent his money on him. He nursed his wounds. Paid for the inn where he took him. That's what he did. And he did that without expecting anything in return, because after that he left. After he made sure that this person is in good hands, this person will live, he left. How many times do we do good just for the sake of doing good without expecting anything in return? We must learn from the Good Samaritan and from Jesus Christ. Well, the term for humanity in South Africa is Ubuntu. And it's a word that came up from South Africa. It's South African. No any other country can claim that. Why? Because this is the foundation that this country was based on, humanity. That we need to help one another. I remember a time where it was easy to go next door and ask for sugar if I don't have sugar in my house. And then my neighbor would give me sugar without expecting sugar back. Without expecting it back. So Ubuntu is from us. We are South Africans, right? The Archbishop Desmond Tutu said, one of the sayings in our country is Ubuntu, the essence of being human. Ubuntu speaks particularly about the fact that you can't exist as a human being in isolation. It speaks about interconnectedness. You can't be human all by yourself. And when you have this quality, Ubuntu, you are known for your generosity. We think of ourselves far too frequently as just individuals, separated from one another, whereas you are connected, and what you do affects the whole world. When you do well, it spreads out. It is for the whole of humanity. That's very powerful. So humanity is within us. Is within us. We don't live in isolation. And when you do good, it spreads out. I was part of a rainbow project once, and this project, it's young people around the world came together. If you can look at the picture, I'm somewhere there. And they would build this jungle gym, which we call the rainbow. And we would do it in countries where they had it rough in the past. The first one was in Soweto in 1998. Some of you were not born. All of you were not born. In 1998. And this project ended last year in Germany. I'm very proud and happy to say these playgrounds bring kids together. Kids from different backgrounds. This jungle gym brings kids together and they play together, and that was the purpose. We wanted to show people humanity, different colors, everybody, different colors, black, white. I mean, everywhere I went, I was a foreigner. But we built this playground to show humanity and to teach people without even saying a word. Let's watch this video quickly. When you do good, it affects other people in a positive way. So when you help someone, you're showing them how to help the other person without even you saying anything. So here's a challenge that I want to leave you guys with. Just think of a way that you will show humanity to others during this week. Just think of how you're going to deposit good in other people's lives. So do we take the challenge? Yeah? So let's take that challenge. Let's just think about it. How are you going to teach other people humanity this week by you having humanity, by you helping other people? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. We thank you, Lord, for your love and grace. And thank you, Lord, that you teach us about humanity in everyday life, wherever we go, people we interact with. Help us, Lord, to show humanity, to show the spirit of Ubuntu around the world, around the space that we are in. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray for each person in here, Lord, that this word that we have learned today stays with us and we remember it and we do good just because it's the right thing to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hope to see some of you next week.